We are on session 5 already. We're going to take a look at, and try to squeeze this into under 2 hours, the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah. I just had a hard time figuring out how we're going to do this, but we'll see, because they're both very complex and very long books. So we'll see how far we get and where our, where our discussion leads us. Any initial comments you'd like to make, questions you'd like to raise? I've got a few things that I wrote down just to kind of give us a sense of focus here, but we don't have to stick to an outline or anything. Now, you were already talking when I came in, so I'm sure you've got something to say.
They were talking about three Isaiahs.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying it was too much material.
We were all overwhelmed.
It was a lot this week, an awful lot. Isaiah is generally looked at as having been written by three different hands or three different times. We've got first Isaiah, which is essentially chapters 1 to 39. Then second Isaiah, 40 to 55. And third Isaiah, 56 to 66. Now, some of the scholars, as you were noting, I heard you talking when I came in, some of the scholars think they will only divide it into two, 1 to 39 and 40 to 66. Others will see maybe a varying hand, you know, or multiple hands, particularly in Deutero-Isaiah, seeing a number of different things happening. But in general, we certainly make a distinction between chapters 1 to 39 and the rest of Isaiah. The tone is different, the style of writing is different, and the period that's being addressed is obviously different from what's being said. As a whole, the book covers somewhere around 200 to 250 years. Some scholars will make it smaller depending where they place 3rd Isaiah and 1st Isaiah, but we're somewhere from around 740 BC, prior to the Assyrian conquest of the Northern Kingdom, all the way through to not just the time of exile, but the restoration after the exile, by the time we get to 3rd Isaiah. So we've got a number of different things to look at in terms of the context in which each of these is being written. So I thought we'd start with 1st Isaiah and just look at the background. And the way I broke it down was to try to look at it, the writing of Isaiah in parallel with the events that were going on, at least the year number. So that's what I've given you there, is kind of the dating, because some of it does go back and forth. There's a couple things we can see that seem to be a later hand coming in, much as we saw with Hosea, where we saw, and Amos, where we saw that, well, this was addressed to the Northern Kingdom, but then we can see a later editorial hand kind of changing the purpose of the prophecies to be a warning also to the kingdom of Judah. So we get a similar sort of circumstance here. Original Isaiah is recorded as having received his vocation, his calling, in the year in which King Uzziah, or Ahaziah, depending whose translation of the name you're reading, that's one of the most confusing things, I think, with this whole period of Israel and Judah's history, is the names of the kings are all so similar, and then they each seem to have three different iterations. So you're never quite sure, is he talking about the same guy, or is that a different guy, or who's who? And it gets very confusing, particularly when we get into looking at Jeremiah and how what Jeremiah calls the king versus what history... it's quite confusing. But whatever name we give this king, it takes us to the year 742 B.C. And this is where we have the vision that's described in chapter 6, his temple vision. So this is his inaugural vision, and it's placed after some of the original words